Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It's a special Operation GI Barbecue edition. Jop is away, and the mice will play. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm in studio right now with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Denny Gillum, host of Frontlines of Freedom. Welcome back.
Glad to be here, Bob. Always fun to be with you.
Yeah. Colonel Gillum's been a friend for years, and he's somebody to get to know if you've never had an opportunity. But on the live line is somebody else that you want to get to know. His name is Mark Hillman. He's the president of a company called ABS, American Barbecue Systems, from Kansas City. Welcome to the Grilling Guys Show, Mark.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to have you on to, I guess, tell everybody a little bit about your smokers. You have given us a smoking hot GI barbecue price for these smokers that we're going to be sending to the troops. We had to change it up. We were going to do one giant trailer unit, and I needed three smaller units, and you having the best, really, backyard and bigger, more professional series smokers in the country, I wanted to contact you first, and you graciously gave us just a great deal. Tell us a little bit about ABS.
Well, it's actually, we started up in 2006, and it's a privately owned family company. And we've been in the fabrication business now and going on our 40th year. And we, over the 40 years of fabrication, we had built a few cookers for friends and family and a few local restaurants here in Kansas City. And after building those smokers, we kind of found out that we thought we had a little bit of a niche in the features and the design and the build of the cookers, and thought we possibly had a cooker that we could actually offer to the backyard guy versus as well as the competition, restaurant, and catering also.
Yeah, you're very big in the competition world, and that's where I saw you at the American Royal about 3 years ago. And I noticed you did all the changes to your smoker that I have a competing brand to yours in my trailer, and it had a lot of inert flaws in it that I had to retrofabricate. So you've made those corrections, like the heat guard on the burn chamber lid and stainless racks, things like that, that, you know, you actually will put a rotisserie in yours if you want it.
Correct. Yep. And all our cooking surfaces, all our racks, meat surfaces, they're all made of stainless steel. And with our design, it's a full-length firebox across the backside of the smoke box, which gives you that good even heat and consistent smoke throughout the smoke box chamber.
Yeah, and that's called a reverse offset, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Great design.
And then also it allows you to, on the back side, above the charcoal and wood, you can cook with direct heat.
So you can turn it into a grill.
On the grill portion of it, as well as a smoker on the front.
Correct. Well, Mark, one of my inspirations for this Operation GI Barbecue is an old friend of mine, a retired Army colonel named Denny Gillum. He's in studio with me here today, and he has a question for you.
This is known as a dumb question, since I have never used a smoker, but Bob is pushing me. He's so aggressive, pushing me into becoming a better barbecuer. If I go shopping for a smoker, what do I want to look for?
Well, actually, you're wanting for, first of all, to look for a thicker type of material than what's being sold at some of the box stores. Obviously, the thicker the metal, the heavier the steel is, and the longer duration, longevity you're going to have out of that cooker. We're kind of at the market where somebody just went and bought, you know, a lesser value cooker and enjoys smoking now. He's got that process of smoking, and he's got his cooking down, but he's burnt that cooker up in 2 or 3 years. And what you're wanting to do is look for a cooker that's actually going to take you that next step and get more cooking out of it. So you're looking at probably, on our cookers, we're looking anywhere from 11-gauge steel. So the weight of our backyard model starts at 325 pounds.
So you're saying don't go cheap.
Don't go cheap, correct.
Well, Mark, we have another guest waiting, so I have to cut it short. But American Barbecue Systems, Kansas City, Missouri. What's your website?
It's AmericanBarbecueSystems.com.
That's awesome. We're looking forward to having you back on in the future because I have a feeling we're going to be having some fun with you coming down the road.
Sounds good, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Mark Hillman, ABS, Kansas City, Missouri. Seriously, I saw this thing at the American Royal, and I said, wow. They took my smoker and made all the corrections it needed. And speaking of making corrections, you know, we've got a lot of troops coming back with PTSD, and I have a very good friend who I've talked about on the show before who helped me with my concealed carry permit, and he has a company called Prince Arming, and his name is Steve Prince, who's a newly retired Army major.
Yeah, I guess I can add that to my title now is retired Army Major Steve Prince. Gets to be too much to say, so I usually don't use it.
Yeah, well, Steve's become a good friend over the years, too, and I have lots of civilian friends, don't worry. I don't just hang around with GIs, but there is a camaraderie amongst brothers.
Absolutely.
And it's an unbreakable bond. So you, knowing that bond as well as anybody, have set off on a new venture to help soldiers with PTSD.
Yes, it's called Warrior Set Free. We started it about a year and a half ago, and it's based on a local ministry in Grand Rapids called Set Free Ministries. But at Set Free Ministries, we help everybody, men or women, and it's a process. It's Christian-based. When someone comes in, if a man comes in, we sit him down with two other men. If a woman comes in with two other women, I'm focused on veterans. So if a veteran comes in and he's dealing with veteran-specific things or life in general, I want to sit him down with two veterans, and we're training veterans, and we're helping veterans, and the results are amazing.
So what kind of a problem do we have with soldiers coming back right now?
Right. PTSD, the biggest number is 22 veteran suicides a day. Some people argue that's higher or lower. One a day is too many.
Yeah.
And the trauma of war and carrying around the pain and some of the guilt is destroying our veterans or troops. I think the number's been breached to where we have more soldiers dead from their own hand than from Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
Isn't that terrible?
So
how would people find you if they wanted to join this, or if, let's say, there's a troop out there who has those same skeletons right now and
sure,
he's looking for some help? How do they get help?
The easiest way is Facebook, Warrior Set Free on Facebook.
Warrior Set Free.
Warriors, mm-hmm, Set Free. And setfreeministries.com is our website. But all my contact information's on there. If they post something on there, I'll answer personally.
So Steve is just a fantastic weapons instructor as well. We're going to have you out to the house because we have more people that want to get
nice
their concealed carry. And so we're going to do it at our house because I know you're moving, so your facility is not going to be available.
Correct.
But we'll do it right in my woods.
Sounds good.
Because I have the ability to do that. But tell us a little bit about Prince Arming for those who want to conceal carry.
Sure. The state of Michigan, every state's a little bit different, but the state of Michigan requires a one-day class. It's called Personal Protection Inside the Home. It's an NRA class.
Mm-hmm.
So I became an instructor about 3 years ago, and I teach about one class a month. There's a handful. Well, there's a lot of guys out there doing it. You wanna ask around and make sure you get a great instructor.
That's right.
Because it's an important training. I get a lot of positive feedback that my classes are smaller. I limit my classes to 12 people.
And I'll back you up on that because I've met a guy or two that say they're instructors, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I just don't want to go to a class with this guy.
Right.
What do you think about that, Colonel?
Yes, it's so critical that the instructor be, one, competent, and two, a good instructor.
Yes.
Who knows how to teach and cares about teaching. That's so important.
And Colonel Gillum knows all about that because he teaches college classes right now, as do you, right? You're still at Western?
I did.
Yeah.
When I retired in December, I finished with Western Michigan Army ROTC.
Just as my son's moving to Western, you leave.
Go Broncos.
How can you do that? Well, it's called Prince Arming, and Steve Prince has been a good friend for a number of years, been to his house. I have your cats. And your one cat that you gave me turned into many.
Excellent. They tend to do
and
that.
And they're beautiful.
They tend to do that.
My daughter loves them. Okay, and Warriors Set Free, most importantly, that I just can't tell you how I guess just impressed I am with the thing you're endeavoring, because that just takes a lot of heart.
These guys are in a fight, and a lot of them are trying to fight alone, and PTSD makes you withdraw, makes you kind of beat yourself up, and they don't need to fight alone. We're there for them, and we'll walk with them.
That's awesome. Major Steve Prince, Colonel Denny Gillum, I'm honored to have my studio with your presence, so thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, it's the Grilling Guys special edition Operation GI Barbecue. We're wrapping this thing up. We're hitting our goal, and we still need a little help, so stick around. We're going to tell you a couple other ways you can kick in.